The Banking and Payments Authority of Kosovo was transformed Friday into a central bank. The move provides more independence and regulatory authority to Kosovo's new banking system. Many people in Kosovo lost large amounts of savings as the old Yugoslavia broke up in the start of the 1990s, and its state-run banking system was unable to cope without freezing assets. Since then, Kosovo struggled to jumpstart the economy through its struggling banking system. Officials see this recent move as crucial to Kosovo's plan to establish a Western market system in place of a state-controlled economy effectively destroyed by war, mismanagement, and mistrust. The top UN economic official in Kosovo, Paul Ekta, says the UN mission in Kosovo, known as UNMIK, is placing more financial responsibility in the hands of Kosovo's people.
This is because, as part of UNMIK's mandate, is to strengthen and enhance local institutions.
The French chief of Kosovo's central bank, Paul Svechin, says using the euro currency is a strong asset for Kosovo.
The direct monetary policy is conducted here by the European Central Bank, since we are, you know, a kind of passive member of the Eurozone.
The euro has provided stability for Kosovo, but the economy of the UN-administered province continues to be depressed. Finance Minister Haki Shatri does not expect significant growth this year. The economy declined in 2005. Unemployment is at least 40%. Shatri anticipates that a decision on Kosovo's status, now the subject of an international mediated talks, could provide the stability that would allow for economic expansion of 3 to 5% in 2007. He agrees that the euro has helped boost Kosovo's economy. But while inflation is low, under 3%, interest rates on bank loans are high, over 12%. Kosovo faces enormous challenges economically. The UN presence is being reduced, and its budget is equal to about a quarter of the government budget. Finance Minister Shatri hopes that likely independence for Kosovo will lead to an increased flow of assistance from international institutions. Ethnic Albanians compose about 90% of Kosovo's population of 2 million. They favor independence. Serbia is willing to grant Kosovo broad autonomy, but opposes full independence. Barry Wood, VOA News, Pristina.